This goes to Dr. Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S, fax 989-463-1713, regarding Paul Bader, B-A-D-E-R, date of birth 9-16-1964. Dear Dr. Holmes, this is a follow-up visit for Mr. Bader with stage 3B, chronic kidney disease, secondary type FSGS. It's Frank Stanley, glucose Stanley, and hypertension. His last visit was August 22nd of this year. He was having extreme edema, but that has not been a problem since he's been on torsamide and spironolactone. His weight is stable, and he is trying to minimize animal protein, and he feels like he's got more energy doing this. He does not have any dysphagia, vomiting, or nausea, no diarrhea, blood, or melena. Urine is clear without cloudiness or blood. Edema is improved. It is non-pitting currently. No chest pain, palpitations, or dyspnea. No orthopnea or PND. Medication list is reviewed. The torsamide is 20 milligrams. He takes 3 daily. Aldactone 50 milligram daily. Norvasc 10 milligram daily. Coreg 25 milligram twice a day. Flomax 0.4 milligram at bedtime. He takes fenofibrate and Lipitor also. Physical exam, weight 311 pounds. That's unchanged from his previous visit. Pulse 86. Oxygen saturation is 95% on room air. Blood pressure left forearm sitting, large adult cuff, is 120 over 64. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen obese, non-tender, no ascites, and he has non-pitting edema of the lower extremities. And labs, most recent lab studies were done December 1st of 2023. Creatinine was improved at 2.07. Estimated GFR is 36. Previous levels were 2.21 and 2.48. Albumin 3.6, calcium is 8.7, electrolytes are normal, phosphorus 3.9, hemoglobin 12.5, white count 11.1, normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease with slowly improving renal labs. 2, secondary FSGS. 3, hypertension, well controlled. We've asked him to have lab studies done every 1 to 2 months. He'll continue to follow the low-salt diet and to minimize animal protein intake, and he'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 4 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.